Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Extract your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand. Stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
And thank you for coming to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, Cindy Sharp. And you know what we do here. It's 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive. So thanks for stepping in. Today we have a good conversation that we're going to be having with each other. And if you know anything about this 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive, it's little love drops for your business to get you thinking. Get you moving forward, keeping you in the flow, and just keeping your energy up because, you know, we all know what it's like to have a healing business. If you're giving out a lot of love, and sometimes you need a little love dropped on you. So today we're talking about success, and this is such a great word and a great topic of discussion. Because success is so different to everybody, and we all have a different feeling of what success is. But in this particular case, what I wanted to do is I wanted to really touch some of the folks that are in the building business phase, because I think that it's really important to take a really good inner look and outer look on what's really going on when it comes to success in your healing business. And, you know, sometimes you may go some time between clients when you're, you know, you're kind of getting things set up or when you're, you know, in the process of learning, well, what do I really do to pull in new clients or how do I really get my message out there? And so the importance of this show is so we can really talk about success in a little bit of a different way. Maybe get what I like to call kind of down and dirty with the success word. And that is, let's just think about success and what you've gone through to start your business. And let's just look at it as the different layers of success. Because the fact of the matter is yes, we always feel super successful when we have a full client base. Yes. We always feel super successful when we have a full bank account. Well, you know, maybe that's a little overstating it. I mean, success really does come from the inside, right? So you could have a full client load and a full bank account and still not feel truly successful from the inside out, right? So what we want to talk about here is, what are you already a success at? Excuse me. What are you already a success at? I'm having trouble speaking today, obviously. So do you feel like because the fact that you made a big life choice to step out in a big way, in a loving way, to share with the universe, to heal others, to help others, to follow your passion. Gosh, right there. That's a big step into success. So sometimes we look at the wrong things in making a decision on if we are a success or not a success. So let's just start there. Let's just start at the very basic layer, and that is, as soon as you made a decision to follow your passion, as soon as you heeded the call from the universe that said, guess what? We want you to be a healer. We want you to heal others. We want you to share your gift. As soon as you stepped up and said, I'm going to do that, that was a big successful move on your part as a human. Because as we know, as spiritual beings in this human experience, sometimes steps like that are the hardest part. You know, finding a client sometimes can be easy. It's taking that big step out and really, you know, putting the energy into saying, I trust myself, I trust in God, I trust in the universe that I'm being supported and that the divine has a plan for me, and I'm taking that first step. So if you've taken a step towards what it is that your passion is, hey, stop. Stop and give yourself a pat on the back. Because guess what? That's success. You are already 50% there. And then if you've actually sat down and written out any kind of a plan or kind of goals, or you have a clear agenda of how you foresee your business thriving, one more little notch on the success post, good for you. You're moving forward. You're moving in the flow. You're moving in the right direction. If you are living it, meaning that you wake up in the morning and you know this is the direction that I want to go and this is the direction I'm moving towards. And we know some days we move, you know, like rabbits, and some days we move like turtles, but we still move forward. If you are doing that, you're a success. You already have the total success thing down, and give yourself a pat on the back. If you've gone out and taken some classes or some education, or you do some reading, or you take, anything that betters you to be better at what you do, you're a success. You're already moving in the flow. You're already moving towards building a beautiful, loving business. Sometimes you have to really look at what it is you're doing now and how you are progressing today. And I am the perfect example of that, because I can share you when I very first got this idea for this business, it was an idea. That's it. It was an idea. It was sharpening your spirit came to me kind of like a little bit of a stroke of light, sharpening your spirit, sharpening your spirit. And how blessed am I to have the name Cindy Sharp, right? It just went right along. But when I first got started, that's all I had. I didn't know who I was going to help. I didn't have the faintest idea how I was going to help them. I didn't have a business card. I didn't have a web page. I had some education that I wanted to get to understand myself a little bit better. I had a few peels that I had to peel back to be able to accept that I had this gift. Even though I had been a coach for years in the corporate world, there was an acceptance of my spiritual being that needed to happen before I stepped into this role of being a spiritual business coach and helping healers heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans. But I didn't know that in the beginning. And when I work with others, most people don't. They get so very stuck on, it's not working, it's not working, it's not working because my business isn't full yet. It's not working, it's not working, it's not working because I don't have enough clients. It's not working because I don't have enough financial money yet. But what is good is to not focus on that piece and to focus on how far you've come. You know, this is a marathon. This is not the 50-yard dash. And if you're committed to this calling that has happened for you, you need to look at it in that marathon mind. And the marathon mind says is that each mile it might get a little bit more hard or a little harder. There's going to be times when I'm going to hit the wall. There's going to be times when I am running downhill and it feels easy. And there's going to be times when I'm running uphill and it doesn't feel easy. The marathon mind is the mind that says, it doesn't matter. I just take one step after another, one step after another. So ask yourself, do you have a marathon mind or are you at the 50-yard dash line? It's a good question to ask yourself. And it's a good thought to have. And it doesn't really matter where you are in your business. So maybe you're in your business and you've gotten to that point where you have a full client load and you have that full bank account. But maybe there's some other things that need balancing. And maybe there is a part of you that isn't focusing on the love or how far you've gone in your marathon. Maybe you think that you're seeing the finish line and you're kind of to, you know, the end of the whole thing and you don't see that it can get bigger and that you can heal more people. So it doesn't matter if you're in the beginning of your marathon or if you're getting towards the end of your marathon where you're ready to sign up for another marathon. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are looking at what have I done to be a success? How far have I gone? And am I taking the steps to stay in the flow and continue to be a success in my business? This is what I know. You don't create success by looking at what hasn't happened. You don't create success by paying attention or the clients that stood you up or the clients that said they were going to come back and never did. You create success by looking at the steps that you're taking and keep moving on the trail or the marathon. So take a look today. In your business, maybe write a list. Maybe just do a few thoughts in your brains and go, what have I done? Have I accepted my passion and my healing gift? Have I started to move forward with it? Have I made some kind of a plan? Have I maybe done some education? What have I done thus far? Go look at how far you've come. And know that you already are a success in what it is that you do. So that is our show today. And I want to thank you for joining 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive. This is Cindy Sharp. And as you know, you can go to sharpeningyourspirit.com. Have a beautiful free consultation with me. And I also have some free classes on there too. I love giving out goodies. So I'm sending you off with love, light, until tomorrow, and you know how it ends, a big kiss. Have a great day, guys. Sending love. Bye-bye.